88.9 Shine FM, welcoming to the show once again and kicking off a new year, Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Happy New Year, Kimberly.
Happy New Year, Mike.
2023 so far.
Wow.
Feeling okay.
Yes.
But I guess we got a long year ahead of us. But for those that don't know, yeah, every Wednesday, chat with Kimberly Eckert, parenting moments to get some advice and encouragement to help us raise our children. And a great topic we're going to be exploring actually over the next couple of months, 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma, which sadly there is trauma in life.
That's right. So after a tragedy, kids will have questions and parents are often left really struggling with how do I respond to this. So there was a great article in Greater Good Science Center, and also with my own clinical experience, I'm going to do my best to give parents some really concrete ways to handle these difficult moments. I do want to give a disclaimer to parents that the theme that we are addressing is when tragedy or traumatic events occur. So it is at parents' discretion. If there's little ears listening today, that you may want to go and get them busy with something else so that you can hear today, or to jump back up on our website and listen to the podcast when you're alone.
Good point there. Thank you, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. As much as we want to, we cannot protect our children from witnessing violence and tragedy in the world. As parents, as teachers, grandparents, and other supportive adults, what we can do is comfort and communicate with children in the most healing way possible. But many of us are perplexed. What is the best way to do this? Fortunately, there is some excellent resources that have been put out by psychologists, and I am going to share 9 of those tips with you that are distilled from those resources and also my clinical experience. So here is 1, initiate the conversation. Just because children aren't talking about a tragedy does not mean that they're not thinking about it, Mike.
Mm. Good point.
So what can happen is that kids can sense our discomfort and they don't want to upset us, so they don't bring it up, or that they're concerned that their feelings are too big to express to other people. But what we do know, and Bruce Perry captures this really well, he is a trauma specialist and a Canadian who now works out of the Child Trauma Academy. Without factual information, children and adults speculate and fill in the empty spaces to make a complete story. The problem is that in most cases, the child's fears and fantasies are much more frightening and disturbing than the truth.
Mm.
So as soon as the child asks questions or seems to be thinking about the event, it is time to have the conversation, Perry advises. And again, the other resource that I want to give parents that they can access is Education for Social Responsibility, or ESR. And they talk with children about war and violence in the world. And what they suggest is just these brief conversation starters. How do you feel about what's happening in the world? What are you or your friends thinking and talking about in terms of this situation? Are you and your friends talking about what happened? I'd be really interested in hearing what you're thinking. Let me know if you want to talk. So again, those are some guides to help parents to open up and initiate those conversations after tragic events.
Really good. I know personally, there's been a few times over the years where I was like, do we talk about that with my kids?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized they're all so connected with the internet. They knew things
exactly.
were going on. So yeah, it's great for mom and dad to get in
really
there and
important.
Talk.
Absolutely. And again, Mike, you know, off air, we talked about this a little bit, but it is really important that when hard things are happening, we do want our kids to turn to us first. So
Indeed.
An adult source versus a peer source.
Indeed. A very good topic we'll be exploring over the weeks ahead. For now, though, Kimberly, for those that may not know, why don't you share a little bit about Eckert Center?
All right. Well, we have a north and south location. We also have online services that people can access if you're needing to stay home, but you want psychology services, and we can serve anybody anywhere in Alberta. And we support all family members, so children, teens, and adults. And of course, Mike, we still have gift certificates that we love to give away to Shine listeners, and they're valued at approximately $275. And let's go with caller number two today.
Caller two right now, 403-276-8888, and we'll hook you up with one of those gift certificates. Thank you so much for those, Kimberly. And, of course, thank you for checking in with us each week. We'll talk again next week to continue the conversation.
Wonderful.